I think I've got the proudest parents in Great Britain and Australia. I don't think there's any question about that. Ash and Agar's mum and dad, John and Sonia, congratulations on your son's amazing achievement. As you probably know, Andy Murray won Wimbledon on Sunday, and his mum, Sonia, capsized in tears in the box.
I was watching that, and I cried myself. Yeah. And
Well, what did you do then when Ashley got 98? Did you cry?
Cry. Yeah. Doesn't take much for me to cry, but that was amazing. That was amazing.
It really was, John. That's your boy. That's your little boy.
That's my boy up there. It's quite unbelievable.
I think everyone who loves cricket wanted him to get 100. I really believe that, John, even the England supporters. And, of course, you would have loved it. But nevertheless, 98 on his test debut from number 11.
I'm very happy. Whether he got 100 or not, didn't matter. I'm most proud of the fact that he got out playing shots and... he didn't hold back, and he just went and played his shots, and that's great. You know, good luck to him.
He was playing for Henley-on-Thames a few weeks ago against North Mimms in the Home Counties Premier League. We had to look it up, and we live in England. We didn't even know where it was.
Yeah.
Did you ever think he was going to play for Australia at any time, let alone this summer?
Well, that was a dream. And dreams do come true. Closer and closer. Each time he got closer and closer.
Yeah, but I mean, he was brought in, he was here on a scholarship, wasn't he, with the Hampshire Academy, brought in as a net bowler. Now he's going to bowl. Oh, hello, if he gets a wicket live now, I might have to stop you running on the pitch, John. There we go. But, you know, you weren't expecting him to play for Australia this summer, clearly, were you?
He was in the Australian A setup, and I guess in the Australian A setup, you do well. Anything can happen, but... No, I don't know. I mean, he's a good player, and if you got a game, you got a game. If you didn't, he didn't. You know, that's fine by us. So, did I expect him to play for
Australia? You're very calm about this, John. Your boy made 98 for Australia, batting at 11 in the Ashes.
That's a wonderful thing. That's great. I mean, I'm going to enjoy it. I really enjoy it, and he's a very calm character, and he's a very good player, and I'm used to him doing pretty well, and he has good days and his bad days, and... Let the bad ones go and hang us onto the good ones, and that's all we can do. And,
now, you've got two more boys watching, haven't you? Two younger boys. What are they called?
That is Wesley and William, and it's their driveway cricket that's made them the cricketers they are. They're excellent cricketers, both of them.
They say they're better than Ashton.
Probably.
It's like the War family. I've just heard a come on, Ashton, from his dad behind me. Nothing wrong with that one. No run.
Ashton is very proud of his brothers, too, and, I think he wants to do everybody proud because he's here, and he said they're just as capable, but he's here at the moment. So
we saw your picture on the television when he was caught, and understandably, you know, you had your head in your hands. You thought maybe that it was going to go. Oh, that one kept a little bit low, Dad. Oh, that was almost a wicket. What did he say to you afterwards?
He came up, and actually he was laughing. He goes, "I'm sorry." He was talking to his brothers. He goes, "I'm sorry," with a smile on his face. It was so funny.